This has nothing to do with movies, Mike, but AMC announced this week that they are ordering a fourth season of the AMC show Mad Men.
As well they should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still haven't
finished season two.
Okay. All right.
But I have all season three so far on the DVR waiting for me.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just going to wait, I think, for the DVDs to come out. Mm-hmm. Catch them all like in a day and a half, which is a great way to go with that show. It's like, yeah, I want 9 episodes in a row, please. Yeah.
What sucks, though, is because it's such a talked about show, and like when you see an article on it, you have to not read it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I know that something goofy happened 2 weeks ago, but I don't know exactly what it was.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll find out later on.
They'll stop writing about it soon, and then we'll be safe until it comes out. All right.
Right. Hey, look who else is here. It's Darren.
What
were
we talking
Darren
about?
Show.
We're talking about Mad Men.
We're doing our Mad Men.
Oh,
Mad
Men. Yeah, I figured that's what
doing
it was.
Doing a fourth season, which is good. So.
And Mike Schultz is, of course, the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader.
Now, we thought you had the possibility of having a good week this week.
Yeah, we sent you off here with pretty high hopes.
I left the weekend with feeling pretty happy, mm-hmm. I got to say, overall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
So that's good news.
Wait a minute. You left here feeling good, and then you ended up okay?
I ended up okay. Yeah, okay. It was fine. I think there was just one disappointment, which we can
he
just
hasn't
get
done
out
all
of
the
way.
Reviews yet, has he?
No,
did I miss that, too?
You didn't miss that.
No, you're fine.
I was going to say, that was
quick. We're just killing time with some Mad Men talk.
You missed like 4 seconds.
Okay.
You're good.
The number one movie in America is Zombieland, which I thought, boy, that's right up Schultz's alley. And
oh,
was it?
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, absolutely. It's just exactly what we wanted it to be. It's as fun as the title.
Uh-huh.
It's 80 minutes. It's a lot of goo and brain splattering and Woody Harrelson really funny.
Yeah.
When he's good, he's really good. It's easy to forget that just because he's so often bad. But, you know.
Oh, I don't know. What's he been bad in?
Well, I don't know. You get him in stuff like, anything where he kind of has to be serious or sincere doesn't really look very good on
Indecent
him.
Indecent Proposal.
You know? That's kind of the, I go back to that.
That's 20 years ago.
Yeah, we got to
20 years
so
ago.
So you have to nut up or shut up.
Yeah, right? Which we get repeated at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, make that a catchphrase.
I
love it.
It's a catchphrase, yeah. Yeah,
let me ask you this.
Great
Why
fun.
Do zombies eat brains? Do these zombies want to eat brains?
I don't know. I think it's just probably
is that our most delicious
access,
part of us?
But it's not. It might just be.
See,
that,
I thought they were after Twinkies this time.
No, Woody's. After
oh, Woody's
Twinkies.
After Twinkies.
Yeah, he's looking for the perfect Twinkie.
But, so a lot of quality kills. A lot of quality kills.
Yeah, it ends. The ending's a little bit disappointing. We get into a lot of these scrapes where the zombies are coming. You're like, there's no way out, and then they just kind of cut to the next scene of them running away from the zombies. You're like, but I want to see how you got away from the zombies.
The other
first
zombies.
Time. It's very much, you remember Misery when Kathy Bates is like, that's just not fair. They didn't show how they, that's what happens. A little bit too much.
But overall, pretty
Over
fun.
That, besides that, fantastic. Great fun.
All right.
The Michael Moore documentary, Capitalism.
Right.
Yeah. His shtick is becoming irritating for me. It's that kind of sardonic Hal the Computer thing. This is America. And look at the problems we have. But our president's going to take care of it. You know, it's that kind of annoying stuff.
Uh-huh.
But he does. He is on the side of the angels, you know. He tells the right stories. He talks to the right people. He shares horrifying. There's the one story about a man whose wife was insured by her company for her death. Should she die, and the company made like $80,000 off her death, and he couldn't even pay for the funeral. They just didn't tell him that there was any money coming from. That they had a policy on her. It was, I mean, horrifying stories.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
This is a movie, too, the Michael Moore movie. It's getting raves from liberals and conservatives, which I think is weird. Like, everyone agrees on both sides of the argument that this is a good movie.
Okay.
And that the point of it is well made. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
He's made a movie that everyone's going
He's getting smarter about kind of covering his. It used to be just like, everybody's. They're all bad. Every Republican is an idiot. And he's kind of tempering that a little bit nowadays, mm-hmm. which is nice. He's become a better filmmaker for sure. I just wish he'd stop his shtick. You know, it's like, stop being so damn Michael Moore and we're fine. Then we got something. But it was good. Yeah, it's absolutely worth seeing.
All right.
The one I was surprised I liked was Whip It.
The roller derby thing.
Yeah, there's not a surprising moment in this entire movie. You know, scene to scene, exactly what's going to happen, but it's done really, really well. Really good acting. It's funny. It's sweet. It's kind of just what it should be.
So it is Juno on skates.
It's not, which is nice. Yeah, Ellen Page kind of, you know, tones down the irony thing. She's just kind of a sweet, innocent little kid.
Okay.
And, Yeah, she plays it very honestly, and her parents are kind of, they're established as kind of your standard stick-in-the-mud kind of, we don't want our daughter in the roller derby, we want her on the pageant circuit.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that everything that you thought was kind of a cartoon at the beginning is actually very sincere, and the mother has reasons for wanting her daughter not to do the roller derby and not to and to be in the pageant thing. And
that's how we lost your older sister.
Kind of works. Yeah, you know?
That you never
You keep expecting it to go that way, and it just never does. It's, it's a
nice
piece
of work.
I was
in the roller derby, and it broke my heart.
Right. I was hooked on whippets.
Gauzy flashbacks to falling on the track.
And this is directed by Drew Barrymore. Decent job?
Very decent job.
Really?
She's good with actors, which is pretty much all you need to
So you're three for three.
And then we saw the Ricky Gervais invention of lying.
Yeah.
What a disappointment.
Really.
What a stunning disappointment. It's great for about 20 minutes, and then it turns into this really horribly megalomaniacal kind of feel sorry for me because I'm chubby and I'm, you know, kind of, I wish I could explain what goes wrong in this movie. You know the idea. It's Ricky Gervais. It's a world where no one can lie, and
right.
Ricky Gervais is the only one who finds out that he has the capacity to lie. So he starts sharing all these ideas about this man in the sky who kind of controls our destiny and all this stuff. And it's a little bit of an attack on religion, which would be kind of subversive if he wasn't telling us the whole time, you're idiots for believing this, people. It's really kind of a mean-spirited and
so not a lot of fun.
Not a lot of fun. Really kind
of
missed out on the fun part. Yeah, I was really heartbroken. It just gets weirder and worse and more melancholy and more sour as it goes on. By the end, there's just nothing to laugh at. It's
so
Ricky Gervais feeling sorry for himself for an hour and a half.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that
really
is kind of
weird.
A surprise.
You also went to the IMAX and saw...
Yeah, the IMAX has a new movie opening tomorrow on Van Gogh. Van Gogh, Brush of Genius. So it's just 40 minutes of Van Gogh
paintings.
Now, is
it in stereo or just mono?
That's good.
Now, let me ask you this. Does Michael Madsen cut his ear off?
Wouldn't
with some
that be
Steelers
something?
Wheel in the background?
That would be good. No.
I don't know why I came here tonight. Quentin Tarantino's Van Gogh story.
That would be something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, it's very kid-friendly, but it's great. It's just what you want. It's colorful. They give you a nice hint of what his process was like. You learn a little
bit. He was out of his damn mind.
He was crazy.
He had earwigs.
And that's kind of fun because he also narrates. I was going to say, well, he doesn't. An actor plays him, but narrates in
first
person.
Is this really Caesar's Palace?
You know?
The one he lived in?
But
everybody knows tigers love cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Or do they hate cinnamon?
They love cinnamon. What do they hate?
I don't know.
Tigers love pepper. They
pepper.
Hate cinnamon.
That's what it is.
There we go.
That's what it is.
Okay.
So the Van Gogh is worth seeing.
It was terrific.
It's a kid-friendly thing, then?
Very, yeah. It's we
if I'm not
teach
a kid?
Kids a little bit about art history,
right.
And you'll have a good time. But
what if I don't want to bring my kid?
I'd go somewhere else, then.
He's 8 months old. He doesn't do so well at the
He's
movie
not,
house.
He's not going to care about the art history.
No,
so
listen,
much.
As long as they do Don McLean's Vincent, I'm hooked.
Do they?
I don't know.
Do they do the Starry, Starry Night song?
They don't. And as a matter of fact, they don't even show Starry, Starry Night, which is weird.
It's his
most famous painting.
Yeah, they don't
you
know.
You don't even get a peek.
You got to have the rights to it,
probably. That's it.
All right,
So I saw a bunch, but there's not going to be much to talk about next week, is there?
All we have opening in Quad City Theaters is this Vince Vaughn movie, Couples Retreat. Four couples embark on a tropical island vacation, only to discover that participation in the resort's couples therapy is mandatory.
That's the
kind
conflict.
That's kind of a funny premise, I think.
It's okay.
Here's a clip from Couples Retreat.
Technically, I was bit by a shark.
Dave, I mean, really, do they penetrate your skin? Do you really need that bandage?
Lucy, I don't know what to tell you, okay? You tell me if I need the bandage.
It looks like you scraped yourself on the ladder, maybe, on the way out.
I'm sorry?
Did you get out of the water abruptly?
I don't know how to explain it to you. Maybe I have tough skin. Perhaps lemon sharks don't leave that bad of a mark. Maybe they're pack animals and they're marking me for later. I don't know.
Dave, I was in a car accident once, okay? And it was really scary. I had nightmares, but
I've been in a car accident, too. Have you ever been bit by a shark?
I was never bit by a shark. I'm just saying that I understand.
Say it again.
I was in a car accident.
No, say the last part.
I was never bit by a shark.
That's it. Then you shouldn't talk about it.
Wow, 2 hours with those people. Have fun, Schultz.
I don't think you're going to like this.
That was really fun shtick 13 years ago in Swingers.
Here's
you know,
the thing.
It was really
Vince
a good
Vaughn
time back
is
then.
Just Vince Vaughn and everything now.
Yeah.
There was a time he
what
was an
happened?
Actor.
There's
now,
no acting.
Here's the thing. You tell me. I don't know. Yeah. You tell
I'm
me.
Not
Vince
sure
Vaughn.
There's a script. I think they probably just sent him off to a tropical isle and said, just do your banter
this,
thing that
this
we love.
This looks to me like a reason that, yeah, basically, hey, baby, how do we do a movie where we're at a resort? We have a fun time every night. We drink on set. How do we do that? Mm-hmm. What do we set it in Hawaii? Couples resort. I don't know. Write that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's pay ourselves for a vacation.
Right.
Although, and Kristen Bell, by the way, is in this. When the
Kristen
last thing
Davis.
Did, oh, Kristen Davis as well. But
yeah,
I
but
think,
yeah. Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell,
oh,
and the last thing she did
Sarah
was Sarah
Marshall.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Well, she's got her career made. Just
yeah.
keep going to the, you know, the beautiful
But I think Kristen
Isles.
Davis is matched with the big, giant black guy.
No,
I
no,
think
no, no.
So.
I don't
on,
think so.
No? Faison Love?
No, I think she's matched with Favreau, isn't she?
I don't think so.
Who is
I have
Kristen
another.
Davis, right?
I have another clip here if you want to hear Shane being forced to take his pants off in front of everyone.
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of
what else
kind
we
of a
do
rip
clips
off.
Of, you know?
I only have one movie, so here's another clip. Maybe this will somehow be funnier.
Okay.
Faison Love being forced to take his pants off.
Why are you wearing trousers?
I explained to the guy in the dress that I didn't have any drawers on.
Yes, but this exercise is about owning your body.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Please, take off his pants.
Oh, there!
Sorry. Voila! Wonderful!
Is his junk out?
Yep.
Is his junk literally out of his pants?
Yep.
Now it's a party.
No, not funnier.
Mike, I'm going to ask that you not go to this movie.
I can't not
friend,
go when there's one movie.
As a friend, I care too much to let you go see this
That's
thing.
Sweet, but you know,
can you
really.
Just, here, just write the review. It's an awful movie. It's set in a nice locale.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn does his Vince Vaughn shtick. You don't have to see the movie to
I don't
write
know
the review.
There's going
to
be
There's not
need.
Anyone in this town that's going to hold you accountable for not seeing this movie and writing a review on it.
Yeah,
you
you're
can
probably
write a,
right there.
You can, you know. You can write a book report by just reading the Cliff's Notes every
yeah,
once in a while.
This is true. I was really worried at first, though, that thinking I would have to write 850 words just on Couples Retreat
right.
for next week, which was going to suck. But I saw the Van Gogh thing, and let me tell you, I also saw Anvil, the story of Anvil,
is
the DVD.
Is that not a great movie?
It's my new favorite of the year.
Yeah.
Go
Favorite movie
rent
of the
it.
Year?
It's my favorite movie of the year.
Really?
I'm trying Anvil? To make this happen, man!
It's... Brilliant.
Yeah.
I watched it Wednesday night and the movie ended and I watched it again with the commentary track right afterwards.
Is really?
It, I did the, 3 hours of Anvil. It was stunning.
Yeah.
So great. So freaking funny and so smart and
but really
ridiculous
sad at times.
But really sad. Oh,
yeah.
There was crying.
Funny,
I was bawling.
Funny,
yeah.
but it and it means to be.
No. I mean, it's literally Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
It's literally
yeah.
That movie. They have they have you know, their
we
stuff
got this,
goes to 11.
We got this
it's
big
crazy.
Show in Budapest where there's going to be probably 10,000 people. It's going to be amazing. They get there. There's like 17 people.
Ugh.
And the club owner's like, I'm not paying you a dime.
Oh, it's stunning.
Well,
the footage
get
they get is nuts. Yeah, you're going
to
want to buy it.
Yeah.
It's just that great.
I
can't I
enjoyed
wait
it. I don't know
thing.
That I enjoyed it as much as you did, Mike.
Oh.
It's your top movie of the year?
It's my favorite, yeah.
Really?
It wins. So far, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
When did you get to see it? Did you see it at the theater?
I got a screener copy on DVD
nice.
Like 7 months ago.
Nice.
I might still have it in the office, Petra.
Well, then,
oh,
there
you
got to
see it, Darren. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to love
it. It just, it's, yeah, I know it's in my desk.
Okay.
It really worked for me. It's, I mean, it's about aging. It's about, you know, trying to hold on to, I mean, when you're in your mid-50s and you just feel like you're 14. Oh,
uh-huh.
It's good. It's, yeah.
Okay.
It says a lot.
We had those guys on the show.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
I wish I had known about that.
Yeah, we had those guys on the show and they're very, the thing is.
They're committed.
They're sincere.
They're very sincere.
Yeah.
And their music is you know. It's laughable.
Is it really bad? The thing about the movie is they don't really, they
don't
give you one full.
All.
Yeah, but is it bad for like 1980? Back when you know we would have enjoyed it, or
they had some fans
because they don't give you one whole song in the movie, which is a little bit
I think
strange.
Done on purpose.
Oh,
and then they fly to England to get the record to do a new record with the guy who produced their biggest hit, and that's a whole nother quagmire. And then
mm-hmm.
basically they're there. England,
well, I'll take a look there.
Just screaming at each other the whole time.
It's
the,
amazing.
The lead singer, there's What's the guy who's got the name? Who's
there's Lips, and then there's
Lips is the lead
Rob
singer.
Rob Reiner,
and then Rob Reiner,
the drummer.
Rob Reiner,
yeah,
and Rob Reiner's just had enough. Like so many times in the movie, he's just like, I can't do this anymore.
Uh-huh.
But this Lips will not let this dream die, and they're very convinced that this is going to happen for them.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, it kind of is happening because of the success of this movie.
It absolutely is. Yeah, you know? Dreams can come true.
All right.
It's a beautiful thing. I just loved it.
Well, we look forward to your review of Couples Resort and Anvil.
And I'm
going to
write about Anvil a little bit. Yeah, because it's great. Man.
He's Mike Schultz from the River
City
Reader.
Thank you, Mike.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.